Yes.
There's Yul Brynner,
Sanka Coffee,
and Junior Beville.
Some people just found out you had names. Just now.
Aren't you the guy from... Yeah. You're the rich boy. No.
The Real Vibe Podcast. All right, we're ready.
butcher.
Welcome to the Real Vibe Podcast. Aaron and Jacoby.
Hey, man.
It's been a good day. We've had a bunch of fun, but we are about to talk to three legends. Legends. Malik Yoba,
yes,
Dougie
sir.
Doug, Raul D. Lewis. Yes. You may know them
from the movie Cool Runnings,
the cast of Cool Runnings.
Yes.
As Yul Brynner.
Sanka Coffee.
And Junior Beville.
Some people just found out you had names.
Just now.
Aren't you the guy from... Yeah. You're the rich boy.
No, I know I had a last name. They just they always call me just Junior.
Right. Just Junior.
Then no one in the movie, we just screened the movie not too long ago.
And like a couple hours ago, bro.
Yeah, well, I was trying to
just in case. Yeah. Edit this.
This guy does some podcasting.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I try to shush it up a little bit.
Now they got to edit that out.
Yeah. The stop, drop, and roll podcast.
That is right, my podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. I like to play on words.
Let's connect.
Stop, drop, and roll.
I love that.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Would love to. So real quick, we don't have a lot of time, but so I want to ask a couple of things. Obviously. You guys are aware at this point that you are part of a fraternity that is very small, and that is Pop Culture Icons.
Is that a fraternity or sorority, or how do you? When is
it depends?
Both men and
it
women?
Depends what your pronouns are, right? Now.
Nice. Remember that podcast we did that one
well
time?
Played,
it was so
Jacoby.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be here all day.
Well played. Yeah. Nobody at this table is getting canned
so far.
Right. We got a little bit. So, you guys are 30th anniversary of the movie. Is that crazy?
I'm 27. I don't know how the fuck the movie's going to be.
You did this movie when you were just a twinkle. 30 years. What's that feel like?
I think that's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's because we just saw it. We were like, damn, I can't fit in that.
Right. You can't do it.
That's true.
I think it feels great for me. Yeah, I think just to think that something is that long lasting, you know, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think I knew the movie was going to be great because of who I was working with. I'm not kissing their ass because they're here. But
if you want to kiss his
egg, kiss my lucky egg.
Nice shirt.
Kiss his egg.
You.
I'll kiss his lucky egg.
Yeah, nice shirt.
Thank you. I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Bobsledtime.com. You can pick that up. It's Bobsledtime.com. Yeah.
That's right. You can get shirts too.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm here for a merch plug, brother. Yeah. I'm here for a merch plug. Yeah.
No, I just think watching it and go, wow, 30 years later and we're still, people are still talking about it or still care.
You know why?
Why?
Because no matter how much time goes by, it's still bobsled time.
I'm push that merch.
Kiss my lucky egg.
It's merch time.
It is merch time. You can get it. No. I was watching the movie the other night with the wife, and I got my notes out, and I had one question that it just struck me the second that you guys came on the screen in the suits.
Right.
You are, for my generation, the real first Jamaican athletes. To ever be on TV. It's not Usain Bolt. But for my generation, when we saw Usain Bolt running, there was a connection to the movie Cool Runnings that I did not remember when I'd seen that movie. For the rest of the Olympics going forward, we always cheered for the Jamaicans
because of Cool Runnings.
Of
Yo, bro, you're the first person to actually
make that connection. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was very odd.
You should do this thing. Listen,
you should start a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I normally don't ever say that to people, but you should
try.
I've actually thought that, but I didn't dare say it, you know, for whatever reason.
Why are you trying to take the man's shine?
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
I think if you were to ask Usain Bolt or any of the Jamaican athletes, they would say that.
No question about it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, wow. Dereese Banning would have killed Usain Bolt, and I'm just saying. I'm not like,
Wow, we can do it. Yo, Dereese Banach and Usain Bolt in a race. Yes, my father. So me like that. Yes, that's actually.
Sounds like we have a cool running part two.
Ideas, man.
Yeah, man. Sounds like keep a part going, two Aaron. Should come.
Keep going. I mean, who you think will win?
Dereese.
You think Dereese Banach will win?
I think Leon would win. Leon's not here tonight. You know,
Leon went fastest to the mirror. Yeah.
Leon, we're gonna talk shit about you because he was invited. But here's an interesting cool runnings. So Leon couldn't make it because he went to go see American Fiction, Jeffrey Wright's new film. Great film if you haven't seen it. And Origin. Ava DuVernay's new film.
Okay, yeah.
Based on the film, the book Cast. Please go see that. Incredible film. But Leon is hanging out with Jeffrey Wright, who auditioned for Cool Runnings.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
You see, 2 degrees of separation. Yeah. What's that game? You played 2 degrees.
Seven degrees of Kevin.
Exactly.
2 degrees of Leon.
Jeffrey Wright auditioned for Sanka Kong. Doug's.
Yeah. We were talking about Leon.
Well, yeah, you just said Tupac.
How many people... Like what?
Every black actor at the time.
Everybody.
If you were black,
I'm trying to wrap
Freddie,
my brain.
Boom Boom Washington was the name.
Lawrence Jacob. He sounded like a Nigerian.
It's funny. He sounded Nigerian one part and then Mexican. In another. No hate on those groups. Yeah. But it didn't fit Cool Runnings.
I know you want me to bobsled. Orale!
It's bobsled time.
We're going to bobsled this thing.
How often do you guys go to... I know you go to Jamaica.
Yeah.
We just came back.
You guys go? Yeah. Ever?
My lifetime. Many, many times.
Yeah. Yes.
What is it like?
It's
when you walk out and they're...
There's still a ton of Jamaicans that have never seen the movie, though.
That can't be possible.
No, absolutely. No, it's not like there's a whole bunch of... Yeah.
But there's not like there's a whole bunch of movies about... of.
Yeah, but there's still people who haven't seen...
Horizon. And also they're pickier than we are about their culture being portrayed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Was it something that like wasn't accepted in the culture? They thought you were making fun of them?
They were just very tentative about it. They were very careful about they're thinking they were gonna be a lot of stereotypes.
Jamaicans
Some.
Yes.
Now did you guys meet the original?
We were the original.
Well,
we were all just playing ourselves. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We met them, yeah. They were the ones that kind of was talking about. They were very careful about how they were portrayed. They were thinking, are they gonna make fun of us or are they gonna do it?
So you gotta get their permission for it. This is how this went down, this is how the story went.
No, they sold their rights.
Yeah, no, they got money.
You got permission to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Enjoy the movie.
Nah.
Shut up, money.
Free popcorn. Your check. Shut the fuck up.
Right. Got your free popcorn in the lobby.
Yeah.
They were
a couple of them were an arm. Dudley, right? He was a helicopter pilot. The guy who was actually the driver of the bobsled was an actual helicopter pilot with the Army, Jamaican military. Mm-hmm. Devin very
Harris,
respectful.
He's a motivational speaker now.
Yeah.
Around.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. John Candy.
I was gonna ask the same thing. I've been doing comedy 26 years. Stand up. He's been one of my idols. I know you guys have a story of Mr.
His feet smell. Remember
that? I would not put that past him.
He looked like his feet smelled.
I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, he was a sweetheart. John Candy, absolutely.
I've known other people to work with him, and I just pray. I've heard stories. Yeah, I never got to meet him or anything. But
he's the sweetest dude, man. Nice man.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I think he's the most fun I've ever had on a set working with an actor was John Candy.
Was it cut up all the time? Was it just
not just that? Who he was as a person, his sort of empathy,
and
his gregarious.
Great word.
I mean, he was very. I mean, also giving as an actor, which a lot of people aren't.
Right.
They're on low key competing with him.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. So he didn't try to take the spotlight, let you do your thing.
On the contrary, he was very gracious.
One of the things he said was, you know, we're only as strong as our weakest link. So make sure that. Everybody is strong. Although we just watched a film a couple hours ago, we were critiquing ourselves. Mm. There's a lot of bad acting in that movie. I've seen, you know, 30 years later, bro, you can look at your work and be like, I missed that free throw.
Well, I thought that about you back then.
I know. That's why, you know.
I looked at it and said, this motherfucker's a comic genius.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah.
I love that Doug, when Doug is in the bar and you're dancing.
Yes, the line dancing.
The other night we were watching it. I completely forgot about the scene. But my wife is a very skilled dancer. She's trained and she can two-step, she can do all that and pick it up. I look like Doug. So now whenever he's like, Aaron, do you dance? I'm like, have you seen Cool Run?
That's hilarious.
Here's a scene.
That hurts.
But what you have rhythm though? Because I've heard Jerry Lewis say the hardest thing to do when he was doing Cinderfella is if you don't have rhythm and you can't dance, it's hard to make it look like you can't. You have to be able to make it look like you don't.
That is very true. Yes. Well, I do have rhythm and I can dance, and you're right. It's like playing stupid. If you're really intelligent, it's hard to play stupid. And so that's also a great comic challenge to appear as if you're not, you have screws loose or whatever it is.
I could say, I just, when I watched it the other night, because I'm older now, I just thought, some of you guys have small little things that I thought they must be something in their past or something.
Like what?
Yeah, because I actually can fight. I don't get my ass kicked.
I want to clear this up now.
Like that's observant. What do you see?
Was there a bully that you were able to channel? That character, that hard exterior.
No, so actually, when we got to Calgary, there was a stunt double. So the way your brother walks around like that.
I remember
that's
that.
How that dude walks.
Right, I remember.
And I remember when I saw him walk, I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. Like, so it wasn't so much a bully, but it was the sort of, because it was written that way. But the physicality part was based on Jamaican stuff.
He's going to call you and ask for money.
I beg you.
Stole my strip.
My league. My teeth, my blood clot style. I want some money.
If somebody's watching the movie for the first time or the 30th time or the 300th time, what do you think holds up about the film the best?
Well, it was great to see it today with a bunch of 12-year-olds that saw it, and some parents that saw it for the first time today.
Wow, 30 years.
Yeah.
So, I think all the messages, right?
Yeah.
There are so many layered messages, father and son, teamwork, being yourself, being authentic to who you are. I forgot that there were so many
themes.
Simultaneously in this movie. And also acceptance. We sort of, through hard work and perseverance, we gained favor from our foes.
You guys are able to do what a lot of films are trying to do now, which is force these positive messages or these certain messages. Right. And then they...
An agenda. You guys didn't force it.
It just seemed very natural. Yeah. And when you watch the film, it's brotherhood, chasing your dreams, being authentic. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to...
Well, I think that's germane to the story itself, right? So, fish out of water story. So you start there, and that gives you a lot
add
of
water.
Latitude.
Yeah.
Fuck
that. Fish out of water. Never mind.
He said it's hard to act stupid. I'm just kidding.
Not really.
That's only if you're intelligent.
Right. last thing I've got. Did y'all actually get to bobsled in the even just for fun?
Yes.
Not during the... I did it, but not while I was in Jamaica. Yeah. So I went to Utah, and the Olympic Village in Utah, and went down.
How is it as terrifying
as it looks?
Oh, my God.
Never again. No.
I've watched it. It doesn't look appealing.
It's ridiculous. It's just not nice. And it's like, well, you know, they liken it to like the G-force of jumping out of a parachute.
Yeah.
The face is like, but then you're also going like
you're
this.
Leaning and you're going,
And I went down with a very skilled person who was the actual original coach of the Jamaican bobsled team. He's the one who took me out.
Wow.
But it was thrilling, but I would never do it again.
How much more respect did you have for the Jamaicans after that?
Oh, my God.
After you did
it's
it
amazing
once,
that they would even venture into this completely unknown territory and try to conquer this. Like, I'm just.
Well, you see how it is.
Well, I mean, you guys did a lot of the stuff in the scenes that you did. Like,
yeah, we learned
how to. Did you ever get hurt or anything like that? Anything ever happened where you guys on there that?
No.
I got spiked by you a lot. Because you were behind me every time you jumped spiked. In, you would spike the back. That was, I've that been was, meaning to talk to you about that.
It's been 30 years. You didn't
that,
bring
that was on purpose, though.
Well, four men being that tight in a toboggan, I mean, I'm surprised they weren't more like Me Too allegations.
Well, you know, I thought about that. Because, you know, seeing the film today, when your character sits behind me, he's like, oh, I like it back here. What in the Me Too? Just say gay? Say gay Disney, like, yeah, it was a moment. That's the point, right? How things hold up is so interesting. Right. Like things that could be so
innocent.
Mm-hmm. I could imagine in that moment. I actually thought about that. I was like, somebody today could look at that moment and turn that into some bullshit.
Yeah, definitely.
No doubt about it.
Well, you guys created a wonderful film.
Mm.
We're part. We didn't create it. We showed up to work. There's but some you, other you, people that create
I it. Love that you downplay it.
It's true, though. Because film is the ultimate, it's ultimate team sport. It is. So, you know, there was writers. There were four writers, three writers. Tommy, Michael, four. Three Lynn writers. Seifert, and the DP and, you know, Hans Zimmer doing the music.
Also, I was telling you.
Because you start thinking about those things, right? Like, you certainly as a director, right, at this point in life, you know, I start thinking about the acting differently in the film. You know, the editing, how when music is used, how it's used, what songs were used. Those are things I didn't necessarily think about years
Hans
ago.
Hans Zimmer. Like, yeah, I was there's certain that.
Those so moments crazy, right? Like, oh, wow, look how he can manipulate the emotion of a scene by just starting the music as soon as you say this or don't say that or the cutaway in a moment and just those kinds of things.
But also I was appreciating what, like, each of us added to it. Like being so young, like what you added to it, like you improvised a couple of things that worked perfectly in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, if you haven't seen it, for if you're watching this for whatever reason, you've never seen Cool Runnings.
I don't know if you've never seen Cool Runnings.
Go
I don't
watch
know what's wrong
Cool
with you.
Runnings. And fellas, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming on.
This has been great. And congratulations, 30 years, you guys. This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're still alive.
Yes. No matter what the tabloids say, we're still here.
The Real Vibe Podcast, Aaron Jacoby.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.